Okay, good evening, everybody. And as promised, we're going to be shifting a little bit in Shabbos to a new topic. We had really been discussing Malchus, kingship, and different angles and aspects of that. And tonight, it's not going to be as long, because there's other topics that we're going to afterwards, but it will be for a couple of weeks at least. We're going to discuss Chiddush HaOlam. The recreation, the world comes is a new creation. We're gonna touch on philosophy in Kabbalah and of course connect it all to Shabbos tonight. Revara ach Shabbos Hashem nimsa metzias a Shabbos giloi malchus shemayim v'lama have a Shabbos sharbon echnasu Hashem isbarach. So now I want to elucidate exactly how we have this revelation of Hashem as the King, and why Shabbos brings us into all of the Kedusha of Hashem. Ikar Shvisas HaShabbos, the main reason that we don't do Malacha, we have Shvisas, we rest, so to speak, on Shabbos, is Zichron, is a remembrance, L'mayis Bereishis, to the creation of the world. And it's a havana bezek kashima. This is at first glance very challenging to understand. If we keep Shabbos and we don't write, my daughter tonight, my annual, my nightly ritual, she would throw what you can do on Shabbos, what you can't do on Shabbos. She doesn't know about Borer or like Lush, she's only 2.5, but she knows what. She knows quite a lot about Shabbos, and she'll tell me what we eat, gefilte fish and challah, that she loves telling me. But we don't do any malacha on Shabbos. It's to remember the creation of Shemayim v'aretz, of the heavens and earth. Lizkar koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'briya, to remind ourselves that Hashem created the entire world. Har l'chayra, well, if Shabbos is at some level is Zecha of Ma'ase Bereishis, of the creation of the world. What is Ma'ina Shvisa? What is the fact that resting? How does that illustrate that Hashem created all of the world? How is it showing at all? Moshel, for example, Lamisha Bana Bidya before. Let's imagine a person builds a big building. I think everyone was just talking as I came onto the Zoom call about the new magnificent Amichad sanctuary with the furniture, etc. You build the whole building. It took several months. V'achar gamro, and after you build this whole thing, halach lanuach al kisar. Now you sit down on the furniture, Yehuda. New chairs, new bench. You sit down. V'chia menucha. The fact that you sit down, is that showing you taking a break? That illustrates all of the building before it. There are many people who relax and don't do things without all of the creation. So, how is the menucha of Shabbos? They're resting on Shabbos. They're not partaking in work on Shabbos. How is that showing the malacha of Ma'ase Bereishis? With Akedah, Sefer Akedah, which was Yitzhak Arama, which is late Rishon, early Achron. In the Sharavi, he says some amazing Spanish, of course, too. He left Spain during the expulsion. L'chore Yisoydis Havana in HaShabbos explains how this connects to Shabbos. And here's what he says. V'nei, when he says, Pinkus is going to elaborate what it says. V'nei Yisoyd B'sugin Hu HaShabbos in a Ba'a. Because you have to know that Shabbos does not come L'ois Ayetziris HaOlam. But Ma'ase Bereishis, it does not, Shabbos does not tell us about the creation of the world, so to speak, with the Ma'ase Bereishis, with Hashem's creation in the beginning. Ella, what is Shabbos? This is more of a clarification, so to speak. Shabbos is the ois, is a sign, al chiddush ha'olam. Chiddush HaOlam, that God literally created the world, everything. Not that there's a heavens and earth, that everything, all matter, all energy, all protons, neutrons, particles, Everything was created me'ayin ve'efes gamar, from nothingness. Literally, there is zero zilch in this world. There is no nirvanas or heavens or universes or anything in the world. V'kvar eskimu kol kadmonim. And all the early Sfarim say that Shabbos Kodesh comes to tell us about Chiddush Ha'olam, that the world came from nothing. Now, we know we say in Ani Mamin, which is the 13th principle of faith, Hashem is Rishon, Hashem is Achron. We're going to elaborate a little bit about that's the number fourth. Hashem is before anything in this world, and therefore He creates everything in this world. Again, we can't understand what that means, because there is time. Hashem creates time itself. There was no idea of time. And therefore, Shabbos comes to illustrate that everything is created. Not that there's a creation, that literally the time is created. Everything is created. Chiddush Ha'olam. The Ayin Ramban, see the Nachmanides, in both Yisro and in Tzchanim, we explain Shabbos, Sefer HaChinuch. V'amnam, we have to understand that what's so important is that this Yisrael of Chiddush, that Hashem creates everything in this world. Not that He created the world from something, anything that existed prior. The world, there was not even a vacuum. There was nothing, there's no concept of what we call a universe or a planet or galaxies. Nothing, nothing. There was no the beginning of matter. You know, even, you know, for many years, there's the two general theories in the 20th century, and today the cosmology has believes the world has a beginning, right? The Big Bang Theory. But for many years, there is a steady state theorem. You don't have to go to MIT Yehuda to know this stuff. You know, of course, by the 1960s, 70s, it was pretty clear that the world had a beginning, and that's the consensus. But even their beginning, is the Goyim understand it's like a soup, right? It's like a soup. And everything is somehow this soup created a Big Bang. No, we don't believe any soup. Okay, they at least they got it right now. There was a beginning, but there's no soup. There's no particles. There is nothing in the universe. There is no time in the universe. There is no matter in the universe. There is only Hashem. So we talk about Shabbos. Shabbos is we're going to elaborate is to teach us that the Chiddush Olam, that everything in the world was new. That Hashem created every aspect. Of its own, we're seeing why does Shabbos and how does Shabbos show this? V'hine, so to go, this major principle, Shalav Oymen Hakol, which everything stands on, is Yisoid Yichashim. They know that there's only one Hashem, that everything in this world, without exception, comes from Hashem. Now, the Yichud Hashem is the second of the 13 principles of faith. Number four is Hashem Rishon Va'acharon. Hashem is in the beginning and the end. Number two is about Yichud Hashem. It's not that we say God is one. So sometimes the oneness of God, we say Shema, there's one Hashem who runs the world, right? One Hashem who runs the world. So we think, oh, Hashem, right? No. Of course, oneness is not just that God was before time and after time. Of course, we everything in Hashgacha, everything is divine providence, not like the 16th and 17th century, 18th century Enlightenment thinkers who believed in deism, right? That God creates the world, even a one God, and then leaves the world run by itself. No, Hashem is everything, but it's not just a number one. It's not like there's one God who connects to and runs everything. One means that nothing, zero, zilch is in this world but for Hashem. That Hashem creates this world. Hashem is Baruch Boire Echad. Hashem is the only creator. Everything comes in this world. There's nothing which is one which comes out with Hashem's. There is nothing besides Hashem. Which means we're, of course, we're human beings, we're alive. But Hashem gives us the life force. He allows us to choose. He gave us life. There's nothing that doesn't exist but for Hashem. Everything, from the small to the big, from time, it's all here from Hashem. There's only where Hashem gives into this world. V'yisoy galos asher yichud. By the way, which parenthetically, the Rambam and Mishnayis, the Kapach version, brings down that Rambam says the greatest chiddush of all, the greatest, most important thing of all Torah's Moshe is this, is that is chiddush ha'olam, that you can't understand the beginning of what it means one God unless you understand that not as Hashem before time, that there is nothing in this world before Hashem put it into this world. It means zero in this world. Shagedar amiti shall hayichar hu paul yoitze mi yisoyid chir sha'olam. This, to understand what it means one Hashem, you have to know that Hashem was mechadish, created the entire world and everything that's in it, all the matter and all the properties of the world. It didn't just craft it from things that were here already. Vude kivan shekol devar nivra al yadei sparach, and since everything was created by Hashem ma'ayin, from nothing, the efforts, and from zero starting point, nivra she'ein l'shum davar, and therefore we can understand there's nothing in this world chutz nimenu yimitziyasu. So nothing has to be here but for Hashem. And every all the existence of everything, whether it's inanimate humans, animals, planets, galaxies, rivers, mountains, seas, protons, neutrons, right, is only because Hashem wants it here. Shizu mahuso shokol metzias bemes. Bitoy, everything comes from Hashem's desiring, so to speak, to be in Hashem's emotions, but willing it to be in this world. In Cain, therefore, Nimsa, we see that a be'emes ein zu lasa, there's nothing but Hashem. B'ninasa, now we're going to attempt, says Rav Pinkus, levar ksas, to elucidate a little bit of this and to see how Shabbos connects. Hine klal poshidu. Something, it's a fundamental, simple principle. Shagedr hamiti, the true understanding of Metzias kol davar, is its root. If you want to understand what something is, look what its root is. L'dugma, for example, k'mo b'zmanenu sh'oisim eitz mineft, sh'v'oifim melachti v'shayim tzura s'hoib k'natzura oid sh'yesh l'fanecha chefe s'nir k'mo eitz, uvo kol l'chara kot chuna sh'o eitz, there's some, I guess, wood type thing, which is really oil based, but it looks like tree, it looks like it's wood. I don't know, maybe Yodea, if it's really neft, if it's really oil-based, if you burn it, right, if you burn it, it's oil-based, it's very combustible, and it'll immediately turn back to its root. It actually brings down, it's a Gemara in Zvachim, it's a better health the place, that there are certain types of gnats that its reality is made from water, it's overwhelmingly water, and therefore, it doesn't pass a mikvah. If it makes the shear of the mikvah, for whatever reason, if that would ever happen, I don't think it's, you know, but if it would, it would be okay, because it's shoyresh, its root, its essence is water itself. Imken ha'oilam, so here's what's going to be important. The root of the entire world. We look at a world, we see a world around us. What's the root of the world? Right, you go to a scientist, what are they going to say? They're going to say, well, there's matter and protons and electrons. And right? You go to Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, any small scientist in like the university. Oh, of course, they can explain what the root of the world is. And they can break it down and show you this proton nucleoids. It connects everything in the whole world. It's a bunch of proteins. So that's everything's a root of the world. No, wrong. Wrong. You can't go to. You can't learn science and think that you know what the root of the world is. It's the world. The root of the world is nothing. It's evizu also. If you, of course, what you would see under a microscope, you break it down. But if you go deeper than that, it comes from nothingness. Harimitziyosu hamitas is rak im ve'esem mekan mahu. Harisoif kol soif mash lefanenu v'lo ayin ve'efes. Right, but of course we see things as well, so it can't be literally nothing. But the emes a kol nase, everything in this world is eser ma'amaris, or kabbalistically, whatever this means, it's obviously a mission as well. The 10 statements how Hashem created the world brought all the world into existence. So the nimsa, what really is in the world, it's not. It's if you break it down, it would be nothing. But it's Hashem's creation of the world. The mamaras, the words, whatever. Obviously, Hashem doesn't speak, but whatever a mimer means by Hashem is the true root of everything in this world. His gashmis ratzon Hashem, and that creates the corporal, material, physical desire of Hashem in this world. Imka nimsa she'in klum b'metziyaso. Therefore, everything really in this world is Ritzayna Yisparach U'mamaras Kacho. Everything in this world is Ratzon Hashem Mamar Kacho. By the way, I mean this in a nice way. If you go to a science class in a non-Torah school, certainly in a corrupt Ivy League university, which we know today, they're morally sick on many levels, and unfortunately I can tell you that firsthand. They're not going to. Everything is natural. Everything they end where protons are. So you really are hearing kefira, you know, heresy at some level. A person has to know that. Very important. If you're a yid, you have to know the true root of the world. It's all Hashem. The world, everything that comes in this world, all of creation, is bar for Hashem. You hear there's a soup. That there's a big beginning, people are excited, and the truth is it's an advancement for science. They are getting closer to the truth. They're not there yet, right? That they believe there's a big bang. Good. Now we know in the beginning, there is a beginning, but their beginning is wrong. The beginning of the world is Hashem creating something from nothing. That is the beginning. That's the big bang. The big bang is not a bunch of soup, somehow miraculously 13 billion years ago, there's a big bang that starts the world from proton soup, go figure. Somehow, somewhere, and we have now we're walking with, rocking with miraculously with brains that work, with eyes that can see, with hearts that beat, that babies that can be born. Somehow, perfectly, the earth is just in the right position next to the sun, which we don't burn to death, we don't freeze to death. Somehow, just we have enough oxygen, somehow, somewhere. It's just from a big bang from a soup. No, Hashem creates everything with his ma'amaras. And that is the essence of all of creation. But Amar Rama is difficult to be chazal. Ein lanu ella. The Medrash says in Tehillim that really everything in this world is ella ha'aris panecha, which means the light of your obviously anthropomorphically your Hashem's smile face, so to speak, what he gives off to the world. Sha'aris panavi sparach. This light, so to speak, of Hashem gives, is this, which is this, the words that created the world. Again, Hashem doesn't speak. Wherever is the words we're saying words, so we can understand at some level, is the metzias yechidah shenimsus v'chutzpah. It's Hashem's will, and besides that, there is nothing true intrinsic in this world. V'chen k'siv, and it says that we say in Tehillim Kofit, Test 119, lo'olam Hashem. Forever, Hashem, your words stand in the heavens. Hashem who created all of the heavens, all the firmament. Those original words where Hashem created something out of zero, nothing, no time, no existence, no right, is there forever. You know, again, Kabbalistically, it's constantly there, which keeps it that the Ratz Hashem wants it. But it gives the Rakia, all of the heavens, all of the galaxies, all of the universe, our stratosphere, everything, a reality. And if Hashem didn't will it for one second, the Rega Mama Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ye Rakia, if he didn't want a firmament, it went to heavens, there would be nothing. The feed of Arinim, Mispar Yisr, Shekem and Shedvar Hashem Isis Herakia. Nimsa Shamitzias, by the way, it's amazing to me. One of the things that Einstein did, a remarkable 100 years ago, is try to show how everything works in physics. Like the whole, everything's there is just perfect. No, you heard, am I correct? Everything works out perfectly. Right? Actually, Einstein for a period was actually into deism, and then he realized you can't, into steady state, all these things. Like, you know, he got closer as he got older to the truth. Unfortunately, he didn't have a Rebbe. You know, a Rebbe would have been a big Talmud Chacham, perhaps. You know, but at the end of the day, people look at like the whole world just coming perfectly physics. Like somehow, somewhere, E equals MC squared just somehow works out of the soup. Right? Everything somehow just comes perfectly So you have these kofrim, these heretics, these apostates, you know, these people who only see a physical world, can't think manifestly. It's just like, we could explain everything. Like, yeah, and how exactly did it come into that world that everything just works out perfectly? You know, they can't explain that. He didn't begin to explain that. Just, it just happened that way. Right? We don't know, but we can only see what we see. No. The mythos of everything, that the reason why everything works in this world, the reason why all of physics is there, and chemistry, and we can live as in our universe with life, is because Hashem put it in it, and it's constant there. And the same lemeidim sheyosoychi kalmunis Yisrael, it's very important, the foundation of all true faith, real emuna, right, is to know that it's built off yisoychi chidush olam. As I said, the Rambam says that in the Kapach version, the Barbanel points this out in Rosh Hashanah, many sources point this out. The Rambanan, as he mentioned, and the works of Kabbalah that you need to know if you're a believing Jew. It's not that just God created the world, that there is nothing in this world but for Hashem. And everything that's in this world and remains this world is only because Hashem wills it. By the way, that's why all miracles, I mean, he doesn't discuss this, but when you look at the Rishonim, the medieval commentators, and the specific Kabbalah, that because Hashem, that again, we don't live in a world of open physical miracles. We discussed that by Purim, but the reason you can have miracles is all nature's in Hashem's creation. We live in a world where we can have Hashkacha Pratis, where Hashem leads us in, whether it's the Purim story or in our very own time, how somehow or some other, you can't, when you look at what's going on in the news over here, I mean, everything is surreal, right? And so, yet the Jewish people are still here. If you're not a believing Jew, say this, look at the Twilight Zone. I mean, like, people, we get accused, we get killed, the media is so corrupt. I mean, there are people literally starving to death in Sudan, dying, getting killed, and you don't even see it. And we, everything revolves around us, and nothing makes, no, because Hashem runs the world, and the Jewish people somehow, and it's always, so that Hashem rules the Yichud of Hashem, but everything comes from Hashem. I don't want to ramble about this, I'm just trying. You know, I mentioned science class. You can read the news today and it'd be a kofer. I'm serious. You could think that Biden and Netanyahu and Hamas and like Iran, it's all about Iran, right? So you get the conservative news, who are a lot smarter than the liberals in many ways. But they're also very mistaken. They think it's all about Iran. If it wouldn't be for Iran, nothing would happen. No, it's all about Hashem, right? If we would have Yeshaya Hanavi here, if we would have Isaiah Hanavi, we have Yecheskel Hanavi, I have Yitzchak Fagin, we're making a Sima Shas, but Shim's in Tanakh also used to be with the Navi, would go with the Gemara, right? If you would have Yeshaya Hanavi here today, and you would have Yirmiyahu Hanavi, you think they would have Yeshaya Hanavi's news report. You know, Yeshaya Hanavi would have a podcast. What would he have? He would have, you know, they have these like news briefs in your email every day. What do you think Yeshaya Hanavi would say? It's all Iran, and it's Khomeini, and Hezbollah, and Hamas, and Sinwar. No way! He'd say none of that. He would say, Hashem is speaking to you and me. Now, he's using Iran as a stick, and the little proxies called the Houthis and Hezbollah, and but it would not be what the news is saying today. The news forgets about Hashem. So we think, and Israelis think they have to have a new election. I'm not saying they're not against the politics at all, but it's such krumkeit, and we shouldn't be very affected by it. It doesn't mean that, of course, we have to make an intelligent election decision, and of course there are political realities, but the real story is Hashem, and the real story is you and I. And the real story is, are we improving our Torah and our mitzvahs and tshuva? And of course you need an army up. But are we understanding what's really going on over here? You don't get that in the news, just like you don't get it in science class. And so you see, Lamein Shei Yisrael Shekol Amunas Yisrael, you need to know that everything comes from Hashem. Both all of nature and all of the world. But it's everything comes from Hashem. And again, we're dumbing this down, but this is a very important. So we will not learn this in on the street. You need to learn it in our. You're not going to even make me feel embarrassed. People make a mistake. We'll see that in a minute. V'davar zeh mivur v'nir goshem pama emes. But it's countless times. If you believe that God created the world, with understanding that God is before time and created before, and there is no matter, there is nothing about Hashem, that's not faith. That's not Jewish belief. That's not emuna. There's three things you don't believe. There was a world like the Greeks believed, and many others. There was a world before God, or parts of the world, matter in the world. Our name is Oymetzias Kayames. And there are powers that precede God, or precede the world. And we know that the God created everything, time, everything, is how we understand when we say Shema, what Yichud Hashem Echad, that's the true Echad. The Kevin Shah call his Chadash Chesh Gamor, Nimsa Shein Oymetzius, and therefore if you know there's nothing but Hashem, because Hashem creates everything, everyone, every power. The Greek philosophers. Now, remember, the Greek. When we talk about the Greeks, there's multiple trends in Greek. There's the masses who just believed in all kinds of idolatry, multiple gods, etc., and different gods are manipulating and fighting against each other. But the Chachmei Yavan, at least the Greek philosophers, different streams. The main Greek philosophers, led by Socrates, Plato, Aristotle. He says he quotes Aristotle Beratia because Aristotle, of course, was the one who wrote down his predecessor's philosophy. Right? But Aristotle, at their head, sovereignly, they believe that the world was pre-existing. And as, by the way, I don't know if any of you have ever read Aristotle, but all of Aristotle's premise is that there's certain natural laws, you know, and the world has natural laws that just precedes everything. Vidarshu Chazal, and therefore the Chazal say about the Greeks, v'choyshech al penei tohim, that there was choyshech, when it talks about in Bereshit in Genesis, there was darkness on the original waters. That was Greeks. Shezeh choyshech amiti, that's the true darkness which blinds a person to understand what true faith in God is. The Greeks who believe that the world was always here, right? The world was always here. They can agree that there was, of course, maybe a creator or creators, because the world's so perfect in physics and science, and how in the world did everything get work out? But for it was crafted from something that was pre-existing. There was a sculpture. He takes the sand, makes clay. And he makes a beautiful sculpture. But there was stuff here beforehand. There was stuff to mold. El Shabbat Ta'us as well as Hashem Bar V'ito Yisoy the Kadumim. Shemehem Asa. And they deny that. That's why they can have multiple gods or multiple powers, because there's not one thing that everything comes from. And the Chassam Sofer, the great leader of 19th century Central Europe, and Ara Yoyim, our teacher, the Chassam Sofer said that the Greeks looked at it, there's a person and there's a shadow. The creation, it was kind of like it came from it but not that it pre-existed. It's what we see is just that the shadow of it. And the Kedah, which says it somewhat differently, says that the Koyfrim, people who deny or don't understand what real faith is, they think that Shefa Mush Me'itei Sparach is Aydei Chiyuv. Listen very, very carefully. That God, but it's almost natural, like the sun has to have rays, has to have light. God's creation comes from God, whether he likes it or not, so to speak. It's a chiv. It's the existence of God. It creates that. Shashefa lo sar b'shum zman me'olam. It's always there. Ki ma hamonea mashbazas. Ma chiv lan lo mer shemetzias olam haya shavel metzias so v'kamakam maso. In hefer shpinerak basho hu sparach hasibo There's God, and everything just comes from it naturally. It's not like God rules it. It's just the result. Like you and I walk, we the shadow's there. The sun exists, and therefore there is sunlight. There's sun rays. The sun doesn't have sort of a choice. With the hemshech, Shamha Akeda, the Akeda actually says this is Rabbi Yitzchak Rama, that when Malki Tzedek, who is Shehim, at some level he himself made a mistake. Because when he tells Avram, he says that Hashem is Koine Shemaim V'Arat, Hashem acquired the heavens and the earth. He didn't say created or Yaitse created. He's Koine. He acquired it. It means with God came this existence. But not that God specifically wills it, it's just the essence of God has it. These are subtle but very important things. V'im hayakach shanivrayim kalmonim kamoso, if there's things which come with God, sort of package deal, ebeteva over hechrach, that so to speak, it comes with God. God creates it, and that's the reality. Just like it, so to speak, that certainly these Greeks believed that just like God can't change himself, he can't. The world is as a result of this. And therefore, there's certain realities that won't change. Whereas we, Yidden, we daven for the things to change. Right? When Hashem goes to Avram and he says, "Hefticho azera, asher gaz lefiasti gnu hu arir mitivo," where nature told Avram, "You are barren." Right, what does Hashem tell Avram? Look at the heavens, and the Chazal, our sages tell us what he says. He took him, Rashi says in the Chumash, above the firmament. What was really Hashem telling him? Hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram the truth. Shateva shaper yachal shtanos. Avram, until that point, did not fully grasp, according to the Kedah, Avram until that point in Emunah. What Hashem showed is that, no, I create everything in this world. Avram, don't be bound. You think nothing can happen, Avram? I created the realities of all the world when it takes them above the firmament. And therefore, Avram, you're barren. You're not physically capable of, you can have children. But it was also showing Avram, not just about Avram, he's showing what the essence of Hashem is. In Kamon, Kamos, Yisbar, there is nothing before all of creation is Hashem's. God could manipulate and create everything. That goes also in the world of nature, and that goes in the world of Hashkacha. Right? Again, I don't want to get to the Jewish people. We make no sense. Right? Israel, with all of its faults and foibles religiously, and there are many religiously today, it's a miracle. It's literally a miracle that there are millions of Jews. Almost half a worldwide Jewry is living in Israel today, surrounded by 1.5 billion enemies. And really everything, but for Hashem willing it. If you would predict this in the year 1700, you would be a madman. You would be a madman. If you would predict this in 1942, people would have laughed your head off. All of European Jews being murdered. American Jewry, I'm sure you read my article on Morgenthau, was under FDR doing nothing about it, in the process of mass assimilation. Right? Rommel's forces look like, by 42, no, but 1940, look like they're about to conquer all of Israel, murder the Jews there. That was the plan. I mean, you'd be crazy. And now there's 7 million Jews living in Israel with all the problems. Somehow, everything works out. Right? It's all Hashem. It's not Herzl, it's not Ben-Gurion, it's not Netanyahu. It's not Tzahal. It's all Hashem. I'm not saying we don't need to do our due diligence, but if you think that it's a bunch of people who decide this could happen, it's Kfiro. It's all Hashem. How does it connect to Shabbos? Ma'ata. Cause is very important. This was a long discussion. By the way, this discussion, if you learn Tikkun Zohar, he's coming at, he throws in Zohar, by the way, Pinkus was a big Mekobol. So he's mixing Rishonim, the philosophy, with a lot of Kabbalah. How does this connect to Shabbos every single time, every Shabbos of our lives? Again, Chiddush HaOlam, to understand what real Emunah is, that God didn't just create the world, He created everything in this world, He created the time and every aspect of this world. That's true faith in Hashem, and therefore Hashem could always connect to this world, and the world doesn't have to be there, Hashem is still constant. Well, Kol Metzias HaShabbos, when we keep Shabbos, when you keep Shabbos, I keep Shabbos, when you didn't keep Shabbos, it teaches this Chiddush. It teaches that Hashem creates everything in this world. She'im Haisa Yetzir Mechoyevus. If it would have been like the Greeks thought that God, the creation had to be, the world was there, or it just comes from Hashem, not that God constantly brought all of creation to this world, when God was creating this world, He couldn't have stopped. It was the essence, it was kind of like in motion, so to speak. And the world would have to just be here. Just like God has to just be here, because God is the world has to be there. Therefore, God stopped in the seventh day. No, nothing has to be here. Nothing has to be here. Not the protons, not the neutrons, not science, not history. It's all Hashem. Hashem stops the seventh day and says, no, everything's only here because I will it. Everything is only here because I will it. So Hashem stopping is showing that all of creation is all of nature, all of the forces of the world is only here because Hashem wants it constantly. It's that Hashem is showing that nothing had to have happened. It's only because I willed everything to happen. It wasn't a big bang. It wasn't something which was natural. It wasn't because it should happen. It's only because of the Chiddush Gamor with Hashem once, and we keep Shabbos, it's to illustrate exactly that. It's to illustrate that the whole world is here and everything is here from the beginning of time into our time only because Hashem wants it. Umispire ata lama Hashabbos. Therefore, Shabbos is the beginning of all faith. Shabbos, of course, keeps the Jews. Shabbos, if you break the Shabbos, I hate to say it, according to the Chazal, you were a kofer in Hashem. You do not have a din of a Jew. Again, today, 99% of Jews who don't keep Shabbos don't understand what Shabbos is at all. And certainly would never break it if they did. But Shabbos is the greatest illustration of the belief of Hashem. Shabbos is Meira. Shabbos shows this idea that everything is but Hashem. Everything Hashem creates everything in this world. And the Chiddush of this world is Yichud. Shows the oneness of Hashem. That everything comes from Hashem. It is Seir HaKol, it's the foundation, as I said, the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos, is the essence of the most important thing of all Torah Moshe, all faith. The Ian Sham, the Akedah brings the Ibn Ezra, she says, but Ian Shabbos, specifically by Shabbos, that illustrates this, the Ibn Ezra, V'atam shechach me'yavin oimim kilo oilim v'ashem barer, v'nei kol oisim v'lochem me'machesh b'riyas, b'rishas, Ibn Ezra says exactly this, if you break Shabbos, you're denying this reality. When you keep Shabbos, you're proclaiming, right? We say Kiddush, right? We're saying God created the world, everything in this world. That's God just created. God created the heavens and the earth and matter and protons and neutrons once upon a time, and now that's the world. No, when God stopped that something, it's that not only creates something from nothing, not only, it's that everything that's here is because God constantly wants it. And if you break the Shabbos, what you're really saying is, no, there's certain realities but for Hashem. V'nar v'ayin, I'm going to finish in a couple minutes. V'nivar esadram, this one is elucidate a little bit more. These are very lofty, but very, very essential, important concepts. Hina klal shekol she'en lo t'chila in lo sof. If you have no beginning, if there is no beginning, there is no end. It means you're not in time. There is no beginning. Right, we all, everyone, everything that we know has a beginning, right? But if there is no beginning, there is no end. If something doesn't have a beginning, it's because it has to be. The kol shenimsa b'mikra, any all that comes by chance or by creation, has a beginning. If not, how did it get there? Only thing that has to be there has no beginning. It has no end. If you would believe, like the Greeks or many others, and even many world religions, that the God crafted the world with something that was here, but there's something that was always there, that means no, the creation is here besides God. God just rules it or manages it, and there's things that, like Catholicism and many other religions believe, Christianity, that, you know, they fight against God, or they're against God. There's a struggle, so to speak. Only kala'at is true, soifis b'tishinoi, because there are realities in the world that are bought for Hashem, right? That, but God stopped. No, nothing exists in this world but for Hashem. God created everything in the world, and God keeps everything in this world. And from what Hashem is saying, and from when he kept Shabbos, everything comes out. When we keep Shabbos, we are proclaiming and illustrating this fundamental of faith. When you and I keep Shabbos, when you didn't keep Shabbos, what we're really saying is that we're showing that Hashem kept Shabbos. Hashem stopped the creation world because he's showing that not only did he precede all creation, but he continues to have those words of Hashem are still the building matter of this world. When you keep Shabbos and I keep Shabbos, we're really saying there is nothing but for Hashem. Not just, by the way, in nature. I'm just going to stress this again. When you read the newspapers, don't think just about Iran. All right, if you're being a politician, you have to talk about Iran and Sinwar, if you're in APEC, whatever. But you and I need to know it's all Hashem. There's nothing else in this world. If Hashem doesn't want Iran, not going to happen. And or Biden or Trump or whoever, Netanyahu, it's all but Hashem. That's what a Navi would tell you and I today. It's very important. And if you don't keep Shabbos, you'll never have this society. The more we're miyakad Hashem in our lives, right? All of Kabbalah, by the way, one of the biggest societies of Kabbalah is to teach us there's only one Hashem as well. We say Shema in the morning when we wake up and then the night we go to sleep to know there's one Hashem. What does it mean to be one Hashem? There is nothing but Hashem. And the greatest manifestation of that is Shabbos. Next week, we'll elaborate a little more how this connects to Kiddush, how it connects to our practice of Shabbos of itself. But this happens to be a super important concept in general, and it tells us exactly how important Shabbos is, what the essence of Shabbos really is, okay? It's a little bit deep, but very important. Hold on.